pay the phone bill and the access. Okay. Go and see the building. Some tea, okay? No, of course, went all right today.
Good. Are they a reasonably nice group?
Mm.
They're not, you haven't got any trouble making.
No. One or two a bit odd.
A bit odd.
But they're all right.
What do you mean a bit odd?
There's one girl who's a bit...
weird?
She's very, very sure of herself. But she's wrong.
Yeah. I'm sure you've knocked her into shape.
Oh, yeah. Just say.
It a bit easier now you've done
three. I feel more confident. Yeah. Let's just sort of say. No. Yeah. Or a bad thing, as the case may be.
I've been listening to it for a while.
Mm-hmm. I've got carol practice tomorrow. So I'm not going to be able to get to the Burnham Society until Wednesday.
Well, that's their tablet. It's their mistake.
Yeah, okay. As long as you feel like that.
I'm annoyed. Does the standing order form say what date of the month it's to be taken out on? Do you have to fill that in? On the such and such day of the month?
I don't think it does. Because I filled it all out. I don't remember having to. Has there been anything like that?
No,
I'd have asked you about it.
This is twice now they've done this to us.
Yeah.
You know
this. Yeah. I'll go in and see them and sort it out. But.
And yeah, I've got a horrible feeling.
Not until Wednesday.
It's not done by now.
It won't be right this month either.
It won't be right this month either, but if that's the case, you can write an extra check.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
But I'd rather, if you didn't mind, that you did go in and sort it out, because she said Oh, put a cheque in the envelope with the standing order form. I mean,
no.
That's just, they've already, put it bluntly, popped it up once.
Yeah.
Another opportunity for them to do it again.
That's right.
What cheque?
Yeah. I didn't see a cheque.
There wasn't a just a standing order form, that's all we got, you know?
Yeah.
Cheque number, written on. Yeah. It doesn't make any difference, it's just, yeah, hassle.
Yeah.
This spirit is horrible. Keeping it from cleaning the car. I'm having to resort back to work.
Oh.
Get so far I need to discover some paint splashes or something like that then. Looking forward to our tour around the chocolate factory next Wednesday.
That'd be nice.
It'd be interesting.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll go out and see Auntie Betty before then. So.
Mm. I'm not in class next Wednesday.
Oh great. The only fly in the ointment is if it starts at 7, it's going to be a bit of a rush because we don't usually get home until 10 to 6.
No.
And after all the fuss that's been going on in work, I don't really like to ask to go early.
No.
If you see what I mean.
Got two Helens in the group.
Oh, that's nice. Helen, yes, yes.
Luckily, they sat themselves on opposite sides of the room.
Oh, that's good. So you look at one.
Yeah, so I can look at one and say, Helen.
So they sit together, you've got
to. Yeah. That's right.
Take everything out of the pockets and do, okay. Do the buttons and the zip up, will you?
Better bring my book up to date.
See what I mean about that spirit?
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. You gonna have a cup of tea?
Yes, I'll do it. Finish this. Have a cup of tea. Put the meat and potatoes in, then we'll go out and do that. Now, I'm not having them in a dirty hatch. Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a vague recollection of you drinking Newcastle Brown at some time and quite liking it.
You certainly did.
And I know you quite liked this, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So
it's quite strong, but
well, it says strong lager, that's why I bought it.
Yeah.
Well, I say yeah. That
tone of voice.
Well, you haven't got to worry, have you? That's
one thing about not having
your driving test,
Tony. Nope.
Isn't it?
That's right.
I found in the bottom of the freezer some pork that I didn't know we had.
Yeah.
Pork loin steaks.
Mm-hmm.
And two packets of chicken breasts that I didn't know we had. So in having a clear out,
Good.
It was quite good today. Things out as well that were in the freezer and had obviously been in there for a bit too long.
Yeah.
So a couple of bits have gone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a disappointment. There was another sweatshirt broken under there that I didn't see.
Oh.
Oh.
I have a cup of tea in a minute.
Yes. Whenever it's ready, actually. My back's aching, so.
Okay, well it's made. Okay. We've got to pour it out.
I'll finish this sandwich right now.
Okay. No, I find when I'm doing a course, the worst bit is so Wednesday.
Yeah.
You're not halfway through.
So the start of Wednesday.
Well, sometime Wednesday you really go through it because you're not halfway through, but you're still. But you've done quite a bit.
Yeah.
It was Wednesday night last time I did this course, I felt really whacked.
Yeah. And you're going to feel it this time as well, especially having that cold.
Yeah. I'm getting better. Things don't throw me as much now.
I
found out one of them used to be a staff trainer.
Used to be?
Yeah. Well, I actually said thank you for that. She dissolved into fits of laughter.
Why, did she tell you
so
that?
So I've got to avoid... No, that's... I wondered. And she told me then, after that, why she laughed.
No, explain it again. You've lost me somewhere.
I said thank you for that at the end of an exercise.
Yeah.
And she said, and she dissolved into fits of laughter. And I went, and I didn't know why. Thanks.
Can you pull that one from?
Yeah.
Can you bring her in? She's going to create hell. I love biscuits. She's had bran flakes.
So I said, she dissolved into fits of laughter, so after that she explained it by saying, well, I used to be a trainer and I know how. I got to avoid the stock phrases. You're right.
Christine, there aren't enough biscuits for us to have one each. You can have a snack if you want, but if you do, you won't have one for school tomorrow. You've had two bowls of cereal. You're not starving, are you? There's some chocolate chip cookies out there if you want some.
And I stole the pockets. There's some crumbs in those pockets, but they're impossible to get out.
Oh, well, crumbs don't count. Don't worry about that.
No. They'll be... Will they just get washed out?
They'll get washed out, yeah. Two zip up and tie a bow in those strings.
What's on?
Could be washed.
Life sense.
Mind eating a bit later on.
No.
I've still got this sort of, this sort of. Oh, aren't there any out there?
One.
Oh, that's it then.
Are you saying your relationship isn't working out?
I've still got this little housewife feeling that it ought to be ready when you come in the door, you know? I can't always shift it.
Well, there's a couple of hours of good telly on tonight.
Good.
There's,
Will I be able to move the car up outside the house a bit later on? Did you notice when you came in?
I didn't, sorry. There's telly addicts. A life sense? Run Polar to Bailey. And there's, just trying to see. There's a Mike Hammer film with starring Stacey on later. Yes, please.
You didn't hear that, okay.
No.
Are you,
Yeah.
Now what?
Okay.
And
I'm with you.
Him, said, I didn't hear anything.
Just record
that.
It's alright.
Christine, do you trust my judgment about your desk? So if I were to go out tomorrow and see one that was nice, and I got it, would that suit you? We can't have it until your bedroom's sorted out. Mine's that
good. No, but when's my bedroom sorted out?
Well, you've been told you can have your desk and your chair, but you're not going to have your lamp and some other bits. I've got an office supply shop right near me. You know, I was talking about getting her a blotter and that.
Mm-hmm.
We get something in there.
Yeah. On to one. Don't mind.
I'm gonna do my French sheet.
So I might ask Dad to help me put on the roof rack. The roof rack isn't behind the steps, is it? It's sort of on top of everything.
Can't remember. Little beetle pushing his pile of whatever along.
Well, you know whatever, don't you? So half past seven, that's on in half an hour. Wogan's going.
Yeah,
yes!
Heard. So I wonder who they're going to get. They wouldn't be able to get Jonathan Ross.
Selena Scott or Anne Diamond or somebody.
Yeah. Do you know when?
No. They just announced morning, and he's asked to go. It's not that he's being kicked out.
My pencil case is breaking.
I know, it's only the line.
Trying to write on it, but Grandma kept taking it away, and Granddad kept looking at the Bible, and oh, God.
The wonderful world of dung. He's funny, isn't he?
Is it Tony Robbins?
Robinson.
Yeah, he was in Nate Maria. Yeah.
Rowan and I did a video on piles and pile cream. Oh, Not no.
If we're eating later, have we got any crisps? I can get your tea in a minute.
I know, but are you any good at German?
Sorry. I'll get some kitchen roll.
Some tissue over there.
Right, I don't mind. I don't mind. You choose. All right. Is she a shepherd or just an old crook? Oh dear.
Thank you.
What? Let me have a look. All those numbers are under 100, Christine.
Are they?
Yeah.
33 cents.
Well, how do you write 83 pounds? You put two notes after them, don't you?